Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. The Messina Public Library is raising money to replace their decades-old boiler system. This comes with a price tag of about $950,000. It's a lot of fundraising, but Library Director Krista Briggs says they're off to a good start, and she joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a big project.
Huge project. Wow, what a price tag, right?
Yeah. When you're saying close to $1 million.
Right. We're very fortunate in that New York State offers a state-funded construction aid package. This construction aid can cover between 50 and 90% of a library's construction project.
Wow.
Yeah, that is significant. Unfortunately, yep. With a project this big, though, that means that even if we got 90% coverage, we're still looking at $90,000 to have to, or $95,000 to have to raise.
Right. And I think you said, what, this is part of phase one, you've raised about
$45,100.
How'd you do it?
I don't think we did. I think the Messina community did, honestly. We created a letter writing campaign. We sent donation requests out to the community, to residents and businesses, and we received such an overwhelming response. It was really unbelievable. We expected to spend a good year raising that $45,000, and we raised it in, I think it was 2 months.
What do you think that speaks to?
I think that speaks to the generosity of the Messina community, and I hope that it speaks to the value that the community gets from the library, that the library means enough to them that they all came out and supported this.
Libraries are so much more than books.
They really are.
They're community centers.
Yes.
They're videos.
Yes.
Their interaction with other organizations, including, and I mentioned this when you came into the studio this morning, that there was a high school art display there,
well,
right?
Not even just high school. We have a great partnership with the Messina Artists Association, and they are holding their open art show currently. It includes pieces from the high school art classes, and those are my favorite. The talent of teenagers and the creativity of teenagers. I used to be a teen librarian, so I'm a sucker for teenagers.
I thought you were going to say you used to be a teen.
I did. I was once.
Me too. Yeah.
It's really awesome. The Artists Association does a couple art shows in the library each year.
All right, a boiler system. Clearly you cannot function without this.
Right.
You did well in that first fundraising campaign. What's the next stop?
So we have done like a soft launch of phase two. The donation page is up and running on our webpage with some information on it. We have not sent letters out yet. That's something we will be doing in the fall. But currently, you can still go to the Messina Library webpage, which is just messinapubliclibrary.org. And if you go to Support MPL, you'll see a link for the Warm Hearts, Warm Library fundraiser. And from there, you can donate.
Okay. I'm thinking that the next $45,000 may be a little bit more challenging because people have stepped up already. And
absolutely. I expect that to be the case. So it's wonderful that we've started already, and we have gotten a few donations already for phase two, which is fantastic. I suspect this will be a little tougher to raise. We're hoping to get some help from Messina Electric Department in support of this project because we are improving the efficiency of our heating system. So hopefully that will help out too.
And all the bake sales that you're going to do.
Oh, yes.
It's a lot of cupcakes.
Yes. Our friends group does bake sales and book sales and plant sales, and they do such a wonderful job. It's really spectacular.
So big shout out to them.
Yes, absolutely. They are wonderful.
Okay.
There's so many ways to help.
Well, thank you for coming out on this very frigid, cold day.
We're about
zero.
Yeah, we are.
right now. So heat is important in the North Country. Krista, thank you so much. I have a deep appreciation and affection for librarians.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody, have a great day. Stay warm, and we will see you tomorrow on Community Connection.